And we're back here, and we're back here talking about the commons. Well, goodness sakes, we have Barb Brisher with us and Karen Drager. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Duke.
All right.
We're glad to be here today.
Yeah,
we have
this
a very,
is a special
very special
occasion.
Week. It is. I don't usually come on a Tuesday.
Right.
You
right.
look just on a Tuesday like you do on a Friday.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
What's this all about?
It's called National Active Aging Week. We're very excited about it. It's going to be September 23rd through 27th. And it's a week long of some wonderful activities. Almost all of them are completely free. And you just have to be 50 years of age or older. And Karen's going to tell us a little bit about what National Active Aging Week is and what it is.
Okay.
All right. Active Aging Week was initiated by the International Council of Active Aging. And it promotes the benefits of a healthy lifestyle on a national scale. So we're part of a national event. And during this week, the intention is for organizations such as the Commons to provide either a single event or multiple activities, and they're free to older adults. And it's to share that active aging message, and it's for us, it's to showcase our age-friendly wellness programs. You know, the overriding goal of the Active Aging Week is to give as many adults in the community as possible the means to experience some of these activities and exercise in a safe, friendly, and most important, fun atmosphere. And like Barb said, it's always the last week of September, and it's free. Mm-hmm. The only thing that we charge for is our healthy lunch that we're going to be having during that week. It started in 2006, and we have been a part of it since 2007. So 7-8 years we've been doing this. And we always look at it as a week that we can really reach out to older adults in the community with those key messages of staying active, staying healthy, and engaged in life. Each year they have a theme to the week, and this year's theme was Discover Your Community. And when we first heard it, we were kind of like, oh, but then once we got planning the different activities, I think we have a really good lineup. And the Discover Your Community is designed to recognize the important role that older adults play in our community here, vocationally, whether it's a vocational community, a geographical community, or cultural community. And we hope to celebrate their full participation in all these diverse areas of life. So in planning this year's event, we tried to offer fun and interesting ways to stay involved and active. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
What we'd like to do is just take it day by day, activities that we're going to be doing. So we'll start with Barb.
Well, and I'm just going to throw in, too, that when we talked about it, we didn't want it just to be the Commons of Evergreen community that we're celebrating, but the community as a whole. And as we go over each activity during the day, you'll see that we are doing some things actually in the community and doing some things for the community. So we decided the whole community. So our first thing, we're starting on Monday, September 23rd. And some of the things you do need to sign up ahead for, and we'll let you know as we go through this which ones you need to.
Okay.
And that's just so that we know how many people are coming to plan for whether we need certain equipment or certain amount of chairs. So the first one's going to be at 10 a.m. on Monday, September 23rd, and it's called Keeping in Touch with Technology. Instructor Rich Schmidt, who is our amazing computer teacher, is going to talk about and demonstrate some ways that we can communicate using the computer through Facebook, through Skype. A lot of people will talk with their grandkids through Skype. And then just also some other things like your phone, what you can do on some FaceTime and things. So if you want to learn more, hear about some opportunities, it's called Keeping in Touch with Technology. You do need to sign up, so we reserve you a seat. And all these reservations, you can call 355-5120 or stop by member guest. And also this flyer you can pick up at Evergreen, and information's on our website and in our courier. So just let people know if they're madly dashing with a pencil trying to keep up with us today. You can get this information also. So that's our first activity, 10 to 11 on Monday the 23rd.
The next thing is a class called Fresh Air Fitness. One of our fitness professionals will be taking those who sign up to Collin Park, and we will use the park, different structures, trees, to do some physical activity, some exercise. And you need to sign up for that, and it's free. And it will be held rain or shine. So dress for the weather and bring along some water to hydrate.
Okay.
I think it's neat that you chose, Karen, to be out in the community with that, because after this week, you could still go and repeat those things once you've learned them at Collin
right.
Park to do
right.
again.
Right.
And you know, our most beautiful time is, you know, this time of year, fall.
Favorite season of mine.
Favorite season, yeah. So being outside is great.
Then also, at the Striders is a walking club that we have at Evergreen at the Commons, and they are just a very vibrant group of people, and they always walk on Monday nights, and they do a neighborhood walk. And so we're inviting people to join them on that neighborhood walk. It goes from 5 to 6, and we'll meet right at the Commons at Entrance C. And again, there's no charge, and you don't need to sign up for that. You just show up. And one of their mottos is no one walks alone. So whether you're a turtle or a hare, a rabbit or a turtle, someone will be there to walk with you, walk and talk. And
okay.
It's just a really fun group.
All right. Put me down for snail.
Snail? Okay. Yeah, that's a new category,
I think.
Yeah. I like that category.
That
my problem is I start talking and I forget to walk. So, you know, it's my thing. Well, the last thing on Monday is called Discovering the Commons Community. You know, a lot of people have lived in Holland all their life, or they've moved here, they've passed the building, but they've never been inside.
Right.
And they think, I wonder if that's a church. Nope, we're not a church, not a nursing home, no one sleeps there.
I just had somebody yesterday stop in and want to know if this was a church.
Yeah, I've had that before, too. it is, you know, a wonderful active aging center. So if you come, it's from 6 to 7 on that Monday night. It's free. We do like if you call in, just so how many chairs to set up. And you're going to hear from and meet Dave Knibbe, who is our president and CEO of the Commons. Karen will talk about all different fitness opportunities. I'll talk about classes, activities, games, and clubs. You'll get to meet other people that either just joined or are thinking about joining. And the best part, too, is you get to see this 10-minute video that we made for our anniversary. And I don't know if you ever got to see that one, Juke, but it shows how the Commons got started and where it's gone for the last 27 years. And
mm-hmm.
so it's really interesting, and I know it's one of my favorite parts about that. So you can learn all about the Commons. Come see it. Might even want to join afterwards, but it's called Discovering the Commons Community, and at 6 o'clock, and of course I'll have cookies and coffee, because you can't get together without cookies or coffee. And that's from 6 to 7 on Monday, September 23rd.
Then,
okay. That takes us through the whole day of Monday.
That's
but then
Monday.
Tuesday comes up.
Tuesday, we have what we're calling Rock the Bike. And from 9:30 to 10:30, we're going to pull out a bike, and we're going to put a blender on the bike, and you're going to make your own smoothies by pedaling the bike. And so we have some special smoothie recipes. I think we'll probably do green smoothies one day, and then we're going to do berry smoothies another day. So it's really fun. You get to sample some smoothies. Again, no charge. And
you can take home some recipes,
and
right?
And take home the recipe, too.
Okay.
So.
When you're at your own home, though, you might want to try just the regular electricity for the blender.
Yeah, okay.
Might be a little easier than the bike, but, you know, we want to make it fun and active, so we thought the bike blender would be more fun.
Okay.
Well,
and what's next?
Okay, well, the next thing on Tuesday is an 8-ball pool tournament. We have 3 beautiful billiard tables at the Commons, and about a couple months ago, we had them all resurfaced, and the bumpers all replaced, and the pockets, so not only do they look gorgeous, but the bounce off for the balls is wonderful. So we thought, well, let's not make this go to waste. Let's do something. So it's a free tournament. Again, all these activities, you just need to be 50 and older. It doesn't matter if you've ever been to the Commons before or not, just 50 or older. And you can sign up. And we have 2 categories. We have the sharks, which would be, of course, the pool sharks, and then the beginners. And so they'll kind of assess your skill level, put you in a category, and it'll be double elimination. So instead of playing someone that's amazing, you'll play someone that's on your own level. For me, that would be something like the snails. I don't know if anything,
yeah.
you know, worse than the beginners. But so, and it's free. Of course, there'll be prizes. And if you said, oh, you know, I just don't know, I don't ever play pool, Well, we can solve that problem because the week before, on September 17th and 19th, we're doing two billiard classes for beginner players. Basic stroke mechanics will be on September 17th and aiming systems on September 19th. And that's just $2 a member class, $5 if you're not. But that's just if you want to prepare because you've always wanted to try to be in a tournament. But even if you've never tried it, we still want you to come.
Okay.
So, but I just mentioned that in case someone wants to strike up on their talents there.
And
the experts on Facebook and win stuff. Auto Body Experts, where loaner cars are always free. In Holland, in Hudsonville, in Wayland, and on Facebook. Facebook.com/Auto Body Repair.
All right, back to our discussion here about the big day at, or the big week, I should say, at Evergreen Commons. All right. We have one more item here on Tuesday.
Yeah, we're still on Tuesday. We are going to do Minute to Win It Common Style. Have you ever watched Minute to Win It on TV at all?
I don't think I have.
It's really fun. Basically, on the TV show, you do these different activities, and you have a minute to complete it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, some of them are silly. They're fun. Some are active. Some are more steady hand. Some are more trying to catch ping pong balls with, you know, the backside of a trash can or something. It's just all sorts of fun and silly things. So you'll sign up ahead of time, and then we'll just put you in two teams, and then we're going to have all these fun different games to try. You have a minute, and you compete against the other team member, and we'll keep score and see which team comes out ahead. So it's going to be fun. It'll be fun to watch the people who are being silly, and it'll be fun to be part of that. So I bet there'll be more laughter and tears of joy than anything. So that's a minute to win it. It's going to be on that Tuesday from 1:30 to 2:30, and we ask that you sign up ahead of time so we can put people into teams. Okay?
All right. Good.
Moving on to Wednesday, we are going to do another Fresh Air Fitness class. And this one is going to meet at Riverview Park and go from there. And again, it's from 1 to 2. And we ask that you sign up for it so that Kim, our instructor, knows how many to plan for. And, again, dress for the weather, bring water. And if you couldn't come on Monday, maybe you can on Wednesday. Or if you really liked Monday, come again on Wednesday.
Well, we're also doing some fun, just free movie night on Wednesday, September 25th from 6 to 8. You don't sign up ahead of time. You just show up. I plan on having lots of popcorn. And it's called Secondhand Lions. I don't know if you've seen this. It's a great movie. It's about a teenage boy, Walter, who is played by Haley Joel Osment, gets dropped off with his crazy uncles for the summer. And they are crazy. They're fun. They happen to buy a secondhand lion, which is where the title comes from. But through all the different adventures they take, it's a really funny, moving, what's called the happiest movie of that year when it came out. So
great.
Come see
that.
I think
good.
You've seen it before,
it's
haven't you?
It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, I've seen it too. I love it. So that's movie night, 6 to 8 p.m. on the 25th. Takes us to Thursday.
Thursday. We have a very active pickleball club. And we're
you
going
might need to tell
them
what pickleball is,
pickleball,
Karen.
Pickleball? Do you know what pickleball is, Duke?
Yes, I've heard about it,
you've
but I haven't ever done it.
It's pickleball is a combination of tennis and badminton and maybe a little ping pong thrown in there. And it's done on a court about the smaller than a tennis court. And you play doubles and you play with a ball like a wiffle baseball. And it's lots of fun. It's huge in Florida, huge here in Michigan. And even the kids are playing it in schools now as part of their physical education curriculum. So what we are doing is we are calling this intergenerational pickleball. So our pickleball players will be there, and we're putting the challenge out there to a local school. We're inviting a local school to come. And so we'll have lots of fun with pickleball. And, again, if you want to come and participate or watch, we invite you to check it out. If you've never played pickleball, the only warning I give people is it's addicting. So
okay.
should be fun.
What a great addiction to have.
Yeah.
It's fun and it's healthy. That's a good addiction. Not many addictions are fun and healthy like my chocolate addiction. Yeah, it isn't fun. Well, it's fun, but it's not healthy.
And then from noon to 2, that's what happens from noon to 2. Well, then that night from 6 to 7, Thursday night, we're calling it Hoop It Up. And I don't know if you saw the hula hoopers at the Thursday night series, outdoor performance series, but that same group is going to come in with hula hoops, and they're going to give a demonstration, but then they're going to let us participate in something that, you know, we probably did hula hooping as a kid. I know
it's good
I
for
did.
A lot of laughs.
And, yeah. But it's we've had some people that have expressed interest in it, so we thought, well, let's check this out.
Yeah.
So it should be lots of fun.
Bring back the hula hoop.
Bring back the hula hoop. And again, that is something that we would ask you to sign up for.
And again, you just have to call 355-5120 to sign up for any of these activities, including the Hoop It Up and the Intergenerational Pickleball.
Then on Friday, we have from 11 to noon, it's called Walk the Wellness Trail. About 5 or 6 years ago, I was part of a committee that, along with the Ottawa County Health Department and the City of Holland and the Commons of Evergreen, we put together this wellness trail. There was a grant, some grant funding money available, and the wellness trail is a series of stations that we have planned out throughout Holland, and you can do a half a mile walk between stations or a mile loop, and there's two stations per loop, and we are going to I'm finding that is really underutilized, so we're hoping to refresh people's memory about the wellness trail and maybe get some excitement and more participation in it. And again, it is in the community of Holland. So it's called Walk the Wellness Trail. We will meet at the start of it, which is the Commons Garden area. And again, no need to sign up. Just show up, and one of our fitness professionals will lead the walk.
Okay, and let's take time out for a word here. We'll be right back with our guests. If you have questions along the way, feel free to call
Power and Russ's Restaurant. Follow the home teams on WHDC.com and 1450 WHDC, Holland's hometown sports station.
All right, let's take a quick look at our weather here. The weather is brought to you by Kia of Holland. That's HollandKia.com. And the weather outlook for today is sunny with a high of 90. And tonight, mostly clear with a low of 71. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, a chance of a thunderstorm, and a high of 85. And Thursday, we're back to a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 75 here in the Tulip City. And right now, we're enjoying about 80 degrees in the Tulip City, so that's pretty nice. All right, back to our discussion here.
We were on Friday of the week for National Active Aging Week.
Yeah.
And we're up to Friday at 10:30.
Actually, it kind of happens at the same time. The Walk the Wellness Trail goes from 11 to noon, well, from 10:30 to 11:30, again, in the Common Grounds, our coffee shop area. We're going to set up that bike again with the blender and pedal out some more smoothies. So if, again, the first day on Tuesday doesn't work for you to come out and have a smoothie with us, maybe Friday would. So part of that wellness trail is after we're done, we are going to be serving a healthy lunch, and Barb is going to give you the scoop on the healthy lunch.
Really?
Yep. Yep, we're going to do a special chicken berry almond salad. So it's going to have, you know, your protein, your nuts, your berries, your greens for your lettuce. It's just $6. Doesn't matter if you're a member or not. Our dining room's open to the public. And so you'll come, and that also includes either your iced tea or your hot coffee or hot tea. And no tax, no tip, and we'll be glad to serve you. So it's cafeteria style. Again, even if you don't go on the wellness walk, come and join us for lunch. Lunch is open from 11:30 to 1, and it's going to be yummy. So
okay.
Finish off a good week with a healthy start. I want to mention a couple activities that we're going to do all week long.
Yeah.
We thought it would be fun to do a walking challenge. It just so happens that if you walk the triangle that surrounds the Commons of Evergreen 3 times, you've walked a mile. So we thought, wouldn't it be fun to get people to keep track of how many miles they walk in the week? So you can pick up a log card at the fitness desk, and you're going to keep track of your mileage. So you walk the loop 3 times, you make a mark, and anybody who participates, we're going to put their name in a drawing, and we're going to draw for either a walking stick or a Commons water bottle. You get your choice. So you don't have to, like, walk a ton of miles, even if you just do one. As long as you participate and turn in your card, we're going to do a drawing.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun. So it gets you outside again. Our weather hopefully won't be 90 like it's supposed to be tomorrow. The other thing is we thought, you know, it's about community. That's the theme. Let's do something for the community that is a physical thing that we can do for them. And that's we're going to do a collection for the Community Action House. It's going to be a health and beauty products collection. Community Action House, I talked to them. This is the thing they needed most when I asked them what should we collect. And they said these things, they don't get very much. A lot of people are in need of these. And these are some of the things: laundry soap, dish soap, multi-purpose cleaner, bar soap, deodorant, shampoo, razor, shaving cream, feminine products, toilet paper. All those things are things that people take for granted. If they have money, they can just go buy. But the Community Action House helps the people in the community who can't afford to just go buy those. And so we'll have a big collection bin right inside the door at the Commons of Evergreen. You can, you know, drop by, drop something off, even if you're not participating in anything. We'd love to collect a ton for the community and just, you know, show Community Action House the community's behind them and that they want to help people. So, again, it's a health and beauty products collection. We'll be collecting it all week of National Active Aging Week, September 23rd through the 27th. So that's going to happen. So that kind of sums up what we're going to do for the whole week.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty busy week.
It is. It's so much to do. You know, they said we could do one thing or many. And, of course, you know, at the Commons, we don't just do one thing. And we're going to do a lot because we try to make sure there's something for everyone. So whether you're into watching, like, the hula hoops or the movie, or you want to try the walks, pool tournament, all these things are fun and free, and we encourage you to come. We did have a couple minutes left, and I wanted to let Karen talk about something that is happening starting during National Active Aging Week. It's not part of it, but because it starts at week and it's such a special class, it's just amazing what we're trying to offer. So Karen, just want to spend the last couple minutes talking about
okay.
it. Karen?
Thank you. It's called Move Well Today, and it's actually a diabetes exercise program. This is something that we have the license for, and it's one of the only programs of its kind in West Michigan. It's part of the American College of Sports Medicine's Exercise is Medicine program. So we're addressing some of the chronic diseases, and one of them is diabetes. It's pretty prevalent in our society, and being the fact that it's one of its kind in the community, we are very excited to be able to be a part of it and to be able to offer it. And it's specifically for those with type 2 and pre-diabetic diagnosis. And it's an exercise program. It meets on Mondays and Wednesdays for an hour at 11. And it starts, like Barb said, the week of Active Aging Week. And so class size is limited. We ask that you sign up if you're interested. Don't delay and sign up soon.
Mm-hmm.
How many weeks is it, Karen?
It actually runs for 12 weeks. So it's 24 classes. So it's a great program. And that's the reason it's 12 weeks is that's what they have found through research. This program is an outcome-based license program, and that you need 12 weeks or 3 months to see some benefits from it. So that's why it's typically our programs run 8, maybe 10 weeks. This one runs a full 12 weeks, full 24 classes.
Okay, and I guess we're out of time.
Okay, well, Juke, thanks for letting us know.
Thanks so much for coming in this morning and talking to us about this interesting topic.
Sign up, everybody. It's going to